which is not so common in the Gemara, Rashi comes in French translation. So there's nothing wrong with that. The main thing is to understand it. Must one wear a gartel when davening at a Hasidish minyan? If you're going to daven at a Hasidish minyan bekvias, I would say that you should wear a gartel, because there's a din of alti yashay ben aimdim alti aimer ben ayashim. It's a matter of not standing out. But if you come on an ad hoc basis to daven with Hasidish minyan, you're not you don't have to change. Now, even though that might say that you should change, that's only if you're the only one. Everyone else is wearing a gartel. But if there's other people who come in, even if they only come in now and then, it's not considered that you're Eim Ben HaYashvim, because the other people do the same thing.
In that case, if you're not there,
it's up to the tzibur. They have a right to demand it of you, but if they don't demand it, it's okay. Is it mutter to go to college? What do you do there? You're the custodian. Maybe the question is, are you allowed to go there to study? So if you're going for Parnassa, there's a couple of issues over here. The actual studying the subjects which they teach in college, as long as they are not, there's not the courses in them, so then it's like any chachma, that all the chachmas are called in the Torah. Chachma is not asa. There may be other issues with college. I mean, if you go for Parnassa, so then, it's, as I said, you can study anything you've got to study for your Parnassa, even though that some of the things might not be directly negated Parnassa. Let's say you have to take English, and you want to become I don't know, what do you learn in college? What do you do there? You want to become an engineer. Okay, so you want to become an engineer, so you have to know English. You have to know how to be an engineer. Well, to know English is, if you live in a country that speaks English, to know to speak the language is important, even if it doesn't have to do your Parnassa. You want to speak with people. You want to. If you don't know the language, it's hard to get ahead. Not only if it has to do with things that do Yiddishkeit, it has to do. You have to say make a speech. You have to do something. You got to be able to speak the language. But the even if it wouldn't be for that. But if this is one of the prerequisites in order to get an engineering degree, that you have to know pass English or history, so then that's considered for Parnassa. My Rosh Hashiva was very much against going to college to get educated. So, say, you want to get a Bachelor of Arts degree, what can you do with it? Not too much, is that right?
In the words of Reb
Sheffel,
that and the
token
will get you on the subway.
Okay. So what are you going there? You want to become educated? So my Rosh Hashiva says, are you trying to say that you can't get educated by the Torah? He said, there's no bigger design on Torah than that, that you have to go to learn the Goyishan subjects in order to get educated, and you can't get educated from the Torah. So I think it was very much against it. You go for Parnassa. So that's a different story. It's Chazal say you're supposed to learn Parnassa. It's a chiv to do something for Parnassa, otherwise the person's going to be a ganav. How can he succeed in life without Parnassa? So he was very much against that. But for Parnassa, You're allowed to do it, as long as you don't learn anything, which is awesome. Now, there's a different issue over here that has nothing to do with college per se, but it's neger, someone wants to go to college, and that is the question is about preetzes, that there may be in a college, unless it's a completely segregated college, which they do exist in the world, but maybe not for the field that you want to go into. So that's a question. So they used to say, in my younger years, that the preetzes is mainly in the college they go during the day, but college at night is by people who work during the day and they're going to college in order to further their education so they should get a better job. At night, the night college is not so priestly like day college. Now, I have no idea if that's true today anymore, but that was supposedly true 50 years ago or 60 years ago. But it may not be true anymore. It may not be true anymore today.
Is there a hatred to go to college during the day if one can't miss pizzas?
If a person can't get out of it, it's a tzorach im gadol. If there's a, it depends on the level of priesthood that it is.
Is it
more
to go to a Christian college for that reason? You know, they may not particularly...
What does that mean, a Christian college? What does that mean?
I guess they're...
A goyim? Well, aren't they... Practically in every college, they have this problem.
It's run with... Like segregated and other things like that. They think that they might overrule it. Like,
I mean... If it's sitting on the wall, as long as it stays on the wall, no problem. No, I mean, if they teach, if that's part of the curriculum, you have to teach. You have to learn their religion, so then you can't do that. If you have to take that. But if you don't have to take that, there shouldn't be a problem.
The Abira isn't
a problem. As long as there's no... I mean, most of the colleges, besides maybe Touro College, which is a Jewish college, and maybe the one from University, they are all Goyish colleges. And so, I mean, people work in Goyish factories and Goyish offices, and that's the way we live. So you can't discount the college because of that. But as long as they're not trying to teach you their religion, so we don't have a problem with that. Should, if one is down with a minyan, use a different nusach, should he down with a nusach, tzibus nusach or your zone? Should he switch for certain parts, if so, which? The general rule is like this. Anything that you would daven, even if there is no minyan, you daven the way that you call your own nusach. Anything that you only say because of the tzibur, so you do it in the tzibur's nusach. So if you're an Ashkenazi, you daven in the place where they daven nusach svarad, shon esra, which you would daven, you would daven with a minyan or no minyan, so then you say that according to your own nusach. The kedusha, which you're only saying because of there's a minyan, so that you say in their nusach. So if they say an Aritzcha and you say a Kaddish, so you should say it the way they say it. Now, there's a difference in the way they say Tachnun after Shemoneh Esrei. So they say, usually, I think they say Oshamnu, and say Yugum Midas, do they say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that you should say with them. The fact that they don't do it in the same order that we do it, that's not ma'akev, and you should say it in their order, even though you'd say tachamun anyway. Should one do a tivus yishmor with his talis gotten, it's not the minhag to do that. Because the only time, the reason why we do a tivus yishmor is only because we make a bracha, l'sa'atev atzitzis. So l'sa'atev means a tivus yishmor. But on the Talis Gadol, the bracha is our mitzvah tzitzis, so therefore there's no need to do that.
Could one make the Hes'atev from Talis Gadol?
Could one make one?
The Hes'atev from Talis
Gadol. It's not the meaning to do that. If you do it, you would have to make a tivus shalom.